Ну, друзья, продолжаем работать.
So, friends, we continue to work with Anahata.
Продолжаем работу по
обожествлению
себя как
сознания ourselves as consciousness divine
метод слияния
by using method of merging
Бога Отца
with concrete manifestations of God the Father in the form
божественных учителей
of divine teachers.
В данном случае мы на месте Осириса оказались.
Now we are at the place of Osiris.
Осирис, Бог
Осирис,
Солнца.
The God of Sun.
Солнечный Бог.
Sun God.
Вот он как проявляет себя сейчас здесь.
How does he manifest himself here?
Вот вначале когда-то как мы нашли это место?
How did we find this place? How it happened? That this place is one of the holy places of our school. First, God led us here, and we discovered this large ball of atmic light.
И приходили сюда сливаться с этим светом.
So many times we came here to merge with that light.
Ну так длилось, наверное, год или больше.
It continued like that for about one year until one day Osiris came
нам в городскую квартиру,
to our city flat,
когда мы собрались вместе,
when our group was together.
Трапеза, беседа.
We were having a dinner and a conversation. And suddenly Osiris appeared and recounted about himself,
рассказал об истории,
about the history
своей духовной деятельности на земле,
of his spiritual activity on the earth, in Russia in particular.
И вот с тех пор мы стали приезжать сюда к нему.
And since that time we come to him,
это место принадлежит ему. Здесь он
knowing that it is his place. Here he manifests himself
наиболее ярко,
most vividly.
Ну, видимо, потому что это место просто полюбилось ему.
Maybe because he likes this place, and indeed it's amazing, especially with morning sunlight, and plus this large ball of light.
Вначале у меня сложилось впечатление, что
first, I got an impression, as a joke, of course, that this ball of light got stuck in these wonderful trees. It was the first impression. And it got stuck forever. But later, I managed to work out the structure of this place of power. And it turned out that
ну как бы выпячивание.
Here there is a kind of protrusion of part of God the Father from the abode here into the material world.
Выпячивание завесы,
a protrusion of the curtain that separates the Creator and the creation. And Osiris made this kind of bud
на теле Бога Отца собою,
on the body of God the Father, and around this bud there is a Brahmanic ball of light. It is this ball of light that we discovered here.
И вот его в первую очередь могут заметить те, кто
and this ball of light is seen by those who cannot yet enter the abode of the Creator, those who can reach only the Brahmanic light, the light of Holy Spirit.
Как здесь можно работать?
How we can work
here?
First is to connect ourselves as anahatas, as spiritual hearts, with that ball of light.
Второе.
Second,
перемещаясь по месту силы,
moving within the place of power, it has a diameter of about 80 meters.
Мы можем
выйти
за пределы тела,
exit from the body,
и слившись со светом Осириса,
and merge with the light of Osiris,
потом проноситься
энергией сознания
through
the анахата of the body,
вперед, назад,
forward, backward,
и вот полости анахат,
and the volume of the анахата. Is getting like it's like we wash it with ourselves, but with ourselves being at the divine level. As usual, it's very important to learn to determine the border of the place of power. It's very clearly filled near these trees.
Доминирует протопрокритие, он
протопрокритие. And if one enters from that side, it's very vividly. We fall into light. Those who can feel it, it's very impressive. So subtle, bright light of Osiris in contrast with the energy of протопрокрити. Of eon of
protoprakriti.
In more details about these eons, you can read in our books Ecology of a Human Being in the Multidimensional Space, New Upanishada, The Son of God, the book The Son of God, includes an analysis of the words of Jesus that were given through Бен Кулен.
Ну вот, пожалуйста, друзья, значит, работаем.
So, please, friends, work here.
Полчаса, наверное, мы побудем здесь.
We stay here for about half an hour. Those who can do it, enter first Brahmanic and then Ishvarik, parts of the body of Osiris. It's easy using the method of working with Идам and then to extend oneself in the abode of the Creator. In what sense we can call Osiris or Surya the God of Sun? I am afraid that someone can think that it's a god that lives on the star Sun. Of course, it's not like this. Just the people who saw these very real divine personalities, they perceived them as bright light, like the light of sun. It's a very real perception of divine teachers by the people who are able to see not just the material world, but the world of consciousness, the world of souls. And Surya and Osiris, they shine like others. They shine here in the material world, they shine with their souls, like with divine suns. Another theoretical point, to make everyone understand what is Holy Spirit or Brahman. First, they are the same thing, and second, what is the relation between the Holy Spirit and God the Father? Holy Spirit or Brahman is the state of divine consciousness when concrete divine teachers arise from the abode of the Creator, cross the curtain and appear in the world of the creation. It is the divine state that people call Holy Spirit of Brahman. In the world of the creation, they can manifest themselves at three levels. First, at the same level of subtlety as God the Father. The second, Brahmanic manifestation that can be created by the same divine teacher. The second Brahmanic manifestation is the one that we see in paradise, including the interior of our planet that we studied yesterday, including the core of the planet. And the third Brahmanic manifestation is when they manifest themselves above the surface of the planet, what we studied in the pranava meditation. These are three Brahmanic manifestations or manifestations of Holy Spirit that can be created by the same divine teacher.
Одновременно, то есть любым из них,
любым из них может создаваться
для того, чтобы стать более
доступным. They do it to make themselves more accessible for embodied people.